Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Test. We left off on Daf Chesam and Beis, the last few words on the page. Ahu Gavra Dahava Kamazbin. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Le'il Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. We thank him for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to have three stories where a woman's reaction to a proposed Kiddushin makes it an invalid Kiddushin. And then the Gemara is going to come to a Psak Halacha on four recent sugyas that we've had over the last few Dapim. So the Gemara is just going to give a final word, La Halacha, on all of these sugyas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Shtar Kiddushin. Who writes the Shtar Kiddushin and why it is that that's different than a Shtar Mecher. The Gemara is going to have three explanations of why the writer of the Shtar Kiddushin is the opposite person in the transaction to the writer of a Shtar Mecher. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Shtar Kiddushin needs to be written Lishma. How similar is it to a get which needs to be written Lishma? Then the Gemara is going to talk about, does the Shtar Kiddushin need to be written Midaita of the wife? Again, how similar is it to a get? So the Gemara is going to, most of the daf is going to be about Shtar Kiddushin. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to switch from Kiddushe Shtar to Kiddushe Bia. We're going to try to find what is the source for the very notion of Kiddushe Bia, and the whole rest of the daf is going to be a back and forth in figuring out, juggling all of the different pesukim that may be the source for Kiddushe Bia and other limudim that may come from those pesukim. So let's begin at the very end of Daf Chesam Beis. Last few words on the page. Ha'u gavra dava kamazbin that chumri paschayasa. There was a fellow that was selling the jewelry, chains with you get the sense that it's like crystal charms on these chains. A woman came, Amalei, havli chad shocha, give me one strand of these glass pieces. So Amalei, so the man said, I'm going to give you jewelry. If I give it to you, would you be mukadash to me? So Amalei, she said, have me have, just give it to me. So Amrav Chama, call have me have. Whenever she says Hava Mehava, that's not really a kavana for Kiddushin. That's saying I want it without Kiddushin. A similar story. There was a man that was drinking wine in a store. A woman came. She said, give me one cup of wine. So he says, if I give you a cup of wine, you're going to be mukadash to me. Just give me a cup of wine. So you say such a lashon of just give me a cup of wine, that is not a lashon of accepting kiddushin. A third maisa, who gavred of kashadi tamri medikla. There was a man that was throwing dates off of a dekel tree, meaning the way to pick dates from a dekel tree is not that you bring a basket all the way up there and you start filling the basket. You climb to the top and you throw them all to the ground, and then you go collect them from the ground. So a woman came and she said, Amrle shadili tarti, throw me two dates. Amrle, he said, ishi dinalach mikdash li. If I throw you two dates, you're going to be mikdashes to me. Amrle shadi mishta, throw me the dates. Amar Zvid called Shadimishta Lav Klumhu, that using such a lashon of Shadimishta is not a lashon of accepting Kiddushin. Tosos points out that we have all three of these cases that sound exactly the same to tell me that such a Kefa lashon doesn't work for Achila, it doesn't work for Shtia, and it doesn't work for things, right? So that's why we have three cases, one of dates, which is Achila, wine, which is Shtia, and the jewelry, which is things. So in all those cases, using that double lashon, we assume is not an expression of Kiddushin. So they raised the following shaila. Is that only because it was a double lashon? Hava mehava, ashkuye ashki, and shadi mishta? But hav, ashki, ushdi. If you would only use a single lashon, if she would only use a single lashon of give, drink, or throw, mahu, what would the din be in such a case? Do we assume that then she is being maskim to the Kiddushin? So Ravina mukudeshes. Ravina says then she'd be mukudeshes. Rav Sama barakta amar taga demelka, by the crown of the king, eina mukudeshes. She is not mukudeshes. So the first psak halacha we're going to have, vilchasa, eina mukudeshes. We paskin that she is not mukudeshes in such a case. This lashon of taga demelka, so Rashi says, means by by the crown of the king, the Pashto says it means that it's a Lashon of Shavua b'shem Hashem. That's what it sounds like from some of the Rishonim. There is a tshuva, however, in the Torah Lishma, where the Torah Lishma was asked the following shayla in Simon Shin Sadihei. He was asked, are you allowed to take a Shavua l'sheker by the head of the king mimalkei umos ha'olam, when it's a non-Jewish king, because he's a guy? Or do we say no, since he's a melech, it's aser? So he says vaday aser. Aye, he's a melech on the guy. He says he says it's aser because we have to be mespalel for shalom malchus, even if it's a guy. That's what the Tana says in Pirkei Avos, have mespalel b'shloma shalom malchus, and certainly you shouldn't be nishpal l'sheker on by the life of or the head of the king. And his raya is from our Gemara that Rav Sam Baritza said Tavid Malka Einu Mekdeshes, and Rashi says that it's b'keser ha-melech. So apparently they were showing such kavod to the keser ha-melech that they would take a shavua in the base medrash based on the keser ha-melech. That certainly wasn't just a schok. It wasn't that he was making a joke out of it. He was saying that this is the lashon of shavua, and that if he wanted someone to accept his position, so he said it in the most serious way he knows how to say it. So by the crown of the king is the most serious way he knows how to say it. So the Torah Lishma says, but wait a second, there is a Medrash Tanchuma by Yosef HaTzadik that says that when Yosef would be nishba l'sheker, he would be nishba b'chaye paro. So how could he be nishba l'sheker b'chaye paro? He said paro is different because paro made himself into an avodah zarah. So once he made himself into an avodah zarah, so then all bets are off. Then you could be nishba l'sheker b'chaye the avodah zarah. But from this lash of Tagad Malka, where the Torah Lishma says, you see that you have to show an actual respect to the king. Now Tosfos raises a question over here. And Dibra Maskel have that the Gemara in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph said that Amar Rava, that a woman who says Tein Man L'Ploni V'Akadish Lach Mukadeshes. If a woman says give money to so and so, not to me, and I will be Mukadeshes to you, that works. So L'Chara over here also, she's saying give it, so it should be Mukadeshes. Meaning, why would it be that when she says to give something, that it would not be Mukadeshes? So Tosfos suggests that since originally she asked for it shelo al das kiddushin, we assume that when she says at the end, give it to me, it was shelo, it was al das what she wanted originally, not al das the kiddushin. That's how the Rashba says as well, that if she would have said originally, if the man would have started the conversation and said, hiskachili, if I give it to you, and she would say, hav, or hava mehava, or something like that, so then in a chinami would be mukdashas. But the point is, over here, she initiated the conversation. And when she initiated the conversation with Shalom B'Torah's Kiddushin, so that's why we assume when she says at the end of the conversation, give it, it's still Shalom B'Torah's Kiddushin. The Rashba quotes a Yesh Omrim that in these Maisim also, if he would say to her afterwards at the time of the Nesina, Hiskachi Libo, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with this, Arei Mekudeshes Li because Zeb, Betamar Zu, whatever, then she would be Mekudeshes. The Rashba himself disagrees and says, no, it's all back al das, that original part of the conversation, and the original part of the conversation was not for the sake of Kiddushin. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel V'Hilchasa raises another question. Why do we even need to paskin? We have a machlokas over here between Ravina, wrong Tosfos. That's on the next piece. Okay, so now, says the Gemara Viter, another thing to paskin on, we had a machlokas earlier between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Back on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, we had a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef when a man was Mekadesh Anisha with silk clothing, and they didn't assess the value, the precise value of the clothing prior to the Kiddushin. Is it a valid Kiddushin? So Rabba held Mekudeshes, Rav Yosef held Eina Mekudeshes, because the woman doesn't have a Smichas Das to be Mekadesh if she doesn't know the value of that which you're giving her, or because Shava Kesef that your Mekadesh or Kodebo has to be similar to Kesef, and Ma Kesef Dover Kotzuv, just like Kesef is a set amount and you know exactly what it's worth, so to Shava Kesef has to be a Dover Kotzuv. Those were the two explanations for Rav Yosef. Says Gemara, how do we paskin? V'hilchasa shirai lo tzrichi shuma. We paskin like Rabba, that the linen clothing does not require shuma, and the woman is Mekadeshes, even if we don't know the exact value. So over here, Tosfos raises the kasha. Dibra maskel v'hilchasa, why does the Gemara need to say that we paskin like Rabbah. The rule is in all of Shas. Gemara in Baba Basra Kufim Gimel tells us that whenever you have machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef, it's a klal that the halacha is like Rabbah. Meaning, when we find the machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, we don't find the Gemara pop up every time and say, "Oh, halacha ke Beis Hillel." Of course, halacha Beis Hillel. It's always like Beis Hillel. So there's no less of a klal that the halacha is like Rabbah. So why does the Gemara have to spell out that the halacha is like Rabbah? So Tosfos has three suggestions. Number one, Tosfos says that not everyone holds that rule in Baba Basra is for all of Shas. It could be that that's only within Baba Basra. That when you have a machlokas in Baba Basra, so we have a klal that the halacha is like Rabbah. But in the rest of Shas, you would still need to paskin on a case-by-case basis. A second answer, he says, we need to paskin like Rabbah because Rav Yosef brought rayas on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Mina aminala, mina aminala. We had twice Rav Yosef said mina aminala, and we didn't have any Rabbah mina aminalas. So if Rav Yosef had two rayas and Rabbah didn't have any rayas, I would have thought that this was an exception. We're going to paskin like Rav Yosef. So that's why I need to be told we paskin like Rabbah. And the third answer, Tosfos says, is that since there are two lashonos in the sugya of what exactly the machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef was it only in a case where he says that he's being mekadesh b'chamishim and they're worth chamishim, or even where he says he's being mekadesh b'koldehu, and in order that you shouldn't think that the halacha is like Rabbah only in the second version of the machlokas, but if he's mekadesh b'chamishim, you actually need a shuma. So that's why the Gemara is telling me that we pass like Rabbah even in the case where he's mekadesh b'chamishim, meaning even according to the first version of the machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, that we're paskening like Rabbah. Tosfos further asks in Dibra Maskel v'Hilchasa, why don't we just say Hilchasa Karaba? What are we saying over here? Hilchasa Shirai Lo Tzrichi Shuma. We know it's a machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Just tell me that halacha is like Rabbah. After all, the next couple of lines of Gemara are going to also paskin halachos of recent sugyos, and those are going to say a name. It's going to say that the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. So why couldn't we say that the halacha is like Rabbah? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara is telling me that dafka shira'in do not require a shuma. That it's dafka about silk, so it has to highlight this particular case. Because why is it dafka silk does not require shuma? Because everyone knows the ballpark value of it. So since you know the basic ballpark value of it, you may not know the exact value of it, but that's good enough. But if you were to have something where no one would even be able to tell the ballpark value, like a diamond, where the value can range significantly depending on the clarity and the cleanliness of this and that and the cut and all these things that maybe you wouldn't be able to notice right away, so then it would require a shuma. Even according to Rabbah, it would require a shuma. So that's why Tosfos says the minig is that we're not mekadesh with the taba'a sheishpa even tova, that we don't use a ring that has a diamond in it, because even according to Rabbah, such a diamond would require a shuma. Sometimes people do get it assessed when they get it insured, but you don't want to have to make that part of the deal. And a lot of times those assessments are whatever you want them to be assessed for. But so we want to make sure that you don't use a stone for kiddushin. The Rush, however, writes that he doesn't know why people are knowing to take out to not use a diamond or a precious stone for the ring of kiddushin. According to the first lashon of Machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef, if you're mekadesh b'koldehu, you don't need a shuma, and it's a bashal kiddushin. Therefore, it's not the derech to make a shuma. So it's like me being mekadesh b'koldehu. And so Tosfos then suggests that the reason we don't mention Rabbah's name is that people should not say that the halacha is only like him in the second lashon, not in the first lashon. So that's why we paskin that you don't need a shuma at all. We paskin like Rabbah in both lashonos. Going back to another previous machlokas, v'hilchasak Rabbi Lazar. We had said in yesterday's daf that if a man says to a woman, his kaddish li b'mana, and then he only gives her a dinar, she's mekudeshes with that dinar, and he just owes her the rest of the money. And we don't say that the kiddushin is only going to be chal when you give the full mana. So we paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Of course we paskin like Rabbi Lazar. There was no machlokas. No one disagreed with Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara had asked a question on it, but said, no, that's talking about a case where you say mana zu, and this is mana stam. So there was no real machlokas. So the Ritva writes, yeah, even though ain't cholik alav, but still, we mentioned it once when we're mentioning Piskei Halacha, so we're mentioning Piskei Halacha of recent sugyas. Tos Ria Zakein disagrees, and he says within the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam that the Gemara is coming to be Motzi Midas Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi had said that if you're Monu V'Holich, she's not Mekadesh B'dinar, and Rav Blazer would hold that even if you're Monu V'Holich, she's Mekadesh B'dinar, that there was in fact a Machlokes, well, under what circumstances we say that she's Mekadesh with that original dinar, and we're passing like Rav Lazar, that even if you're Manu V'Holech, she's Mekadeshes with the original dinar. Pashup Shad in the Sugi is even Rav Lazar is Moda in that case that she's not Mekadeshes with the original dinar, and that's the way the Ritva understood it. And then the final matter of Psak Halacha, Vilchsa Karava Am Rav Nachman. On Chesam Nebez, we said that if you're Mekadesh Nisha B'mana and you don't give it to her, you just give her a Mashkon for it, she's not Mekadeshes, because Mana Ein Kan, Mashkon Ein Kan. You didn't give her a mana, and a mashkon is not what you were mekadesher with, and therefore there is no kiddushin. That too was not a machlokes. But again, we're just mentioning hilchasa. Okay, so now the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tan Rabbanan b'shtar ketzad. The brisa says, how are you mekadesh an isha with a shtar? So let's say a man has a daughter that is still a nara, and therefore she's in his rishus to give over for kiddushin. So kasav lo al niyar o al acheres. So the husband writes on a piece of parchment or on a piece of pottery, even though the pottery itself is not worth a pruta, because otherwise you could use it as kiddushe kesef, but we're trying to show this kiddushe shtar, so it doesn't have shava kesef, not even worth a pruta. And he writes bitcha mukadeshesli, your daughter is mukadeshes to me, bitcha maresesli, or he says bitcha maresesli, or bitcha lili into, so arezo mukadeshes, that is a valid form of kiddushin. So you see that the shtar is written by the baal. Now the baal is the kona over here, he's the one acquiring the isha. So he's the one that writes the shtar to the girl or to her father, who are the makne over here. So maskefla Rabbi Zeir bar Mamal. Rabbi Zeir bar Mamal asks, how do I know that that's how ksivas hashtar works? Halo dami hashtar l'shtar izvini. If that's the way it works, that's very dissimilar to shtare mecher. Hasam, when it comes to shtar mecher, mocher kosev lo sadi mechura lach. It's the seller that writes the shtar, that my field is hereby sold to you. Hacha bal kosev bitcha mekadeshesli. Over here, it's the one doing the acquisition, the one acquiring, who says bitcha mekadeshesli. So why would that be true that by the shtar kiddushin, the kona is the one that writes it, and by shtar mecher, the mocher is the one that that writes the shtar? The Ramban says, I don't understand the hava min of the Gemara, that you want the woman to write the shtar, or her father to write the shtar. We had a drasha, ki yikach v'lotsha tika chasatzma, that ki yikach, the maisa kiddushin has to be done by the Baal. So of course she can't write the shtar. So that's what the Ramban suggests, that the Gemara is assuming that that's only by kinyan kesef, because kiyikach is about kinyan kesef. Kicha kicha mistayefron, that kicha is a kinyan is kesef, but maybe with the shtar it's not so. Maybe you don't have such a drasha of kiyikach velo shiyikach as atzma by a shtar. So the Gemara's question stands. Why is it that when it comes to selling a field, it's the mocher that writes the shtar, and yet when it comes to Mekadesh Nisha, it's the Baal who's the kona that writes the shtar? So answer the Gemara, Amarava. Amarava hasam mein yana dekra v'hacha mein yana dekra. Each case you have to look at the inyana dekra, at the context of each individual pasuk. That hasam by mechira ksiv umachar me'achuzaso b'mocher tal rachmana. The pasuk says umachar me'achuzaso. So you see that it's talui on the mechira, on the mocher, not the kona. Whereas hacha by kiddushin ksiv ki yikach b'val tal rachmana. So the Torah speaks from the perspective of the husband, who is the one that's doing the acquiring. Says Gemara, yeah, but you want to quote me psukim hasam nami by mechira also ksiv. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says sadus bakesef yiknu. So that's talking about the kona. So says Gemara, no, it's not. Kari bay yaknu. You can read that word sadus bakesef yaknu to be makne to somebody else. So it's talking from the perspective of the mocher and not from the perspective of the kona. So my time of Karisa Bey Yaknu, why would you say that Sadas Bekesef Yaknu is really Sadas Bekesef Yaknu? What led you to say that? It's because of the original pasuk Mishum Dechsev Umachar, because you already had one pasuk in Chumash that said Umachar Me'achuzasau, which spoke from the perspective of the Mocher, so it must
be that we said if we have another pasuk that seems to be speaking from the perspective of the kohen, we have to alter that pasuk to make it conform to the first pasuk. Yeah, but by kiddushin you can say the same thing. Hachanami by kiddushin kari be ki yakach yakich or whatever. I don't know how you would say it, but you should read it not as yikach but as yakich or something like that. That the father is giving the daughter to the mekadesh. Tichsiv is biti nasati leishazeh, because after all there is another pasuk that speaks from the perspective of the makne when it comes to kiddushin. So just like by mecher, we altered the vowelization of a word in a pasuk in order to conform to a pasuk that speaks from the perspective of mocher. So by kiddushin also we should alter the vowelization to conform to a pasuk that speaks from the position of the mocher, so to speak. So Ella Amarava Sarava says there must be another explanation as to why it is that when it comes to a shtar mecher, the seller is the one that writes the shtar, and when it comes to shtar kiddushin, the baal is the one that writes the shtar. Not because of the pasuk, but rather hilchos ninuvas mechin rabbanan krai. These are all halachos Moshe Sinai. We're just using the psukim as an asmachta for an already existing halachos Moshe Sinai. Vi'i bayaseima, or perhaps a third explanation, hasamnami ksiv ve'ekach es sefer hamikne, that in Yirmiyahu it describes Yirmiyahu buying a field from Hanamel, and he said that he bought the Sefer HaKinyan, the Shtar, from Hanamel. It does not say that he gave the Sefer HaMikne. The Yirmiyahu was the Kona, gave the Shtar to Hanamel, who was the Makne. So it's Mefurish that the Mocher gives the Shtar Kinyan to the Kona and not the opposite. But by Kiddushin it says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, that the Lekicha is done by the Baal. So therefore, he's the one that writes the Shtar Kiddushin and he gives it to the woman or to her father and not the other way around. Shitul Anodalmi explains in the name of the Ravid that essentially both by Shtar Mecher and by Kiddushin there are three psukim and majority rules, meaning that's what we're really saying over here, that that by Kiddushin there are two psukim that seem to indicate that the Kiddushin is totally in the Baal, Ki Yikach and Im Acheres Yikach Lo, and those two psukim are not going to be rejected because of one pasuk of his Biti Nosati Le'ishazeh, where it speaks from the perspective of the father of the girl. But by Mekach it says two psukim that's described from the perspective of the Mocher, Umachar Me'echuzeso Ve'ekach HaSefer HaMikne. So therefore, we're docha the one pasuk of Sadus Pakesav Yiknu. So that's how the Shitul Nodalmi explains this answer of the Gemara. V'yamarav Amrav Nachman Kasav Lo Alinyaru Alacheres. If the Baal writes to the girl's father on a piece of parchment, on a piece of pottery, Aval Pisha Ein Bo Shav Pruta, even though the parchment of the pottery is not worth anything, but he writes this lashon, Bitcha Mukdashasli, Bitcha Muresasli, Bitcha Lili into Bein Al Yidei Aviyah, whether the Kabbalah Sashtar was done by the father, Bein Al Yidei Atzma, or whether the girl herself was Mekabal Sashtar, Mukdashas Midaito. That's Mukdashas as long as the das of the father was there, as long as the father was consented to such a Kiddushin, it's a valid Kiddushin. Vuhu Shalo Bagra. But that's assuming she's not yet a Bogeres, and therefore it's up to the father to consent. If she was already a Bogeres, you don't need the das of the father, and therefore you're going to need her das and not the father's das. If you write on a worthless piece of pottery or paper, Hare at Mukadeshas Li, Hare at Lili into, Hare at Muresas Li, Mukadeshas, Bein Ali De Avia, Bein Ali De Atzma, Mida Ata, Vuhu Shabagra. If she is a Bogeres, then you need her das. So whether you do it Ali De Atzma or whether you do it Ali De Avia, as long as you have her das, meaning if it's it works like the Aviyah, because the father becomes her shaliach then, if you have her das, as long as she's maskim to the Kiddushin, such a transaction is going to work. So good, so that's how you do Kiddush Eshtar. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now I know how you do Kiddush Eshtar. Does it need to be Lishma? By Reb Shem Melaka, Shtar Erisin Shaksavo Shalol Lishma Mahu. What if you wrote the Shtar Erisin Shalol Lishem that Isha? You wrote it Lishem Isha Acheres, and then you change your mind last minute, you don't want to be Mekadesh this woman, you want to be Mekadesh a different woman. So do we assume Havayos Litzios Makshinan, that we compare V'yatza V'haisa, that we compare Kiddushin to Gittin? So Mayitzia, just like the halacha is that by Gittin, Mayitzia Be'inan l'shma, you require l'shma by a get, because the pasuk says v'kasav la sefer krisa, so we darshin la l'shma, so afavaya be'inan l'shma. So maybe by kiddushin you also need l'shma. Odilma, or maybe no, havayos la dadi makshinan, that we compare different forms of kiddushin to each other. Ma havaya de kesef lo be'inan l'shma, just like the kiddushin kesef, you don't need that that coin that you're using was minted l'shma of this Isha, right? It would be hard to, you'd have to have specially made coins for each woman. So you don't have such a din when it comes to Kiddusha Kesef, Af Havaya Dishtar, Lo Bina Lishma. So maybe we should compare Kiddusha Shtar to Kiddusha Kesef, and therefore it should not require Lishma. So the question is, do I compare Shtar to Shtar, or do I compare type of Kiddushin to other type of Kiddushin? So do I need Lishma? So Basar Debaya Hadar Pashta, after he raised this Shaila, Reish Lakish was Machriya the Shaila. And he said, Havaya Liyatsiya Makshinan, we compare Kiddushin to Gerushin and not to Kiddusha Kesef. Tamakra, Viyatza, Vahaisa. Pasuk says, Viyatza, Vimbesa, Vahalcha, Vahaisa, Liyashacher. And that's what we learned in Dafei Amid Aleph, that was the basis that was the source for the very notion of Shtar Kiddushin. We only know Shtar Kiddushin exists from Viyatza Vahaisa. So therefore, we shall learn the dinim of Shtar Kiddushin from Viyatza Vahaisa rather than comparing Shtar Kiddushin to Kesef Kiddushin. The Meiri points out, and therefore we learn all of the dinim d'oraisa that you have by a get apply to a shtar kiddushin, that it can't be given b'mechubar, it can't be written by a cherushot of a katan, you can't write it b'chakika, it has to be b'ksiva. All the normal dinim that you have by a get, the yatsa v'aisa, are going to apply to a shtar kiddushin, because a get is the very source for the concept of shtar kiddushin. Okay, so now I know that you need the shtar kiddushin to be written l'shma. It's marked sava l'shma. Let's say you did write it l'shma, but v'shalom idaita, you didn't ask her before writing it. It's only after you wrote it, you say, surprise, I wrote you a shtar kiddushin. You give it to her. So is that a valid shtar kiddushin? Rav and Ravina amri mukadeshas. So Rav and Ravina say, yeah, it's perfectly fine. She's mukadeshas, even though it was written shalom idaita. Rav Papa, Rav Shravia amri eina mukadeshas, that she's not mukadeshas. So Rav Papa, eima taima didu, veima taima didi. So Rav Papa says, let me explain to you the sheet of Rav and Ravina, that you don't need it to be written midaita, and let me explain to you what my reasoning is based on. Right, that's it's an important lesson, that in general we only value the opinion of someone who can explain the other side also. Right, that's what the Gemara says, that we pass on like the Beis Hillel, because they were always makdim divrei Beis Shammai l'divrei hem. If a person doesn't know how to listen to the other side and they only know how to express their own opinion, so their own opinion is pretty worthless. So Rav Papa says, let me explain to you taima didi and taima ditu. Eima taima ditu. First, let me explain to you their reason. I'm be makdim them to me, because the pasuk says v'yatza v'haisa, so makish havaya liyitzia. So we compare gittin to kiddushin and kiddushin to gittin. Ma yitzia l'shma, just like v'shalom midaita, just like a get has to be written l'shma, but does not have to be written midaita, because she's miskareshes bal karcha even, so you don't need her das at any point in the process. So af havaya nami, so too with kiddushin as well, l'shma v'shalom midaita. The shtar has to be produced. Yes, it has to be produced l'shma, but not midaita. That's the time of the two. But vein b'time of didi. Let me explain to you why I think that it does need to be midaita. Because the pasuk says v'yatza v'haisa. I agree. Same drasha v'yatza v'haisa. But to apply it in the following way, makish havaya liyitzia, ma yitzia be'inan das makne. Just like when it comes to the get, you need the das of the one who's being makne. By the get, the husband is being makne her to herself, and you need the das of the husband. So af havaya binan das makne. So to by kiddushin, you need the das makne. And in the case of kiddushin, the woman is being makne herself to the man. So then that's a das makne. So the woman is makne herself. So everyone agrees that it's based on v'yatza v'haisa. The whole question is the application of v'yatza v'haisa. Do we look at it from a gender perspective, that the woman didn't require das by the get, so the woman doesn't require, or do we look at it from who's playing which role, who's being the makne? So from the makne perspective, that you need das makne by again, you would need das makne by Anisha as well. The Avnei Miluim raises the following question. There is a discussion in Rishonim whether shtar needs to be midas hamischayev. That in general, when you produce any sort of shtar, so So the person who's going to be the Meschayiv in the Shtar, do you need that person's Das to produce a Shtar? So according to those Rishonim, that a Shtar can only be made Midas Meschayiv by Kiddushin, the Isha is Meschayeves. So how could you write a Shtar? Shalom Idaita. And even according to Rav Papa and Rav Shravia, who hold that you need to write the Shtar Midaita, why do I need to learn it from a Get? I mean, according to those Rishonim, that every Shtar needs a Das Meschayiv. So not only is this a kasha on Rav of Ravina, right, to say that you don't need the Das HaMeschayiv over here, but even those Amoraim over here who say you do need the Das HaMeschayiv, they say, oh, it's only because of Yatzav HaHaisa. Forget Yatzav HaHaisa. Every single star needs Das HaMeschayiv. So shouldn't this be the general, just an application of the general rule of a star? So Reb Chaim writes in the Sefer and the Rambam, in Ilchus Yishus, that even according to those we showed him, you don't need Bedas HaMeschayiv Dafka. You need Bedas Misha Osa Es HaShtar. It's not about the Das HaMeschayiv. It's the Das of the person making the Shtar. Over here, the husband is the one that's Osa the Shtar. So you don't need the Das of the Isha. So the whole Nidun over here is, do you need her Das Mitzad the Lishma side of things? So that's the question in our Gemara. But it's not a Das HaMeschayiv issue. It's more the Das of the Osa Shtar. Okay, so now the Gemara challenges. Meisvei, Ein Kos Shtar Erusin V'Nisuin Ela Midas Shneya. And you have Beferish in the Mishnah and Babasra that you can only write a Shtar Erusin V'Nisuin if you have both the Das of the Baal and the Isha. My love Shtar Erusin V'Nisuin Mamish, doesn't Shtar Erusin mean a Shtar Kiddushin? So don't you see you need the Das of the Isha? So it says Marlo, it's not a Raya at all. Shtar Psikta, it's not talking about Shtar Kiddushin, it's talking about what we call a Tanoim, where each side agrees to commit X amount of money. I'm giving this to my son, I'm giving this to my daughter, this is what they're bringing into the marriage. So a Tanoim, that has to be written both parties, right? The Tanoim has lost a lot of its meaning. It used to be a serious financial document that was done in advance of the wedding. So nowadays, no one's giving anything at the time. Everything's already paid for and agreed upon. There's nothing. So Rav Moshe changed the nusach of the Tanaim to reflect with the reality that it is, and it really doesn't say anything. He changed it to make it say nothing. To say we're here. I'm going to bring my son to the chuppah. I'm going to bring my daughter to the chuppah. Hooray! Let's have a wedding. Meaning it doesn't really say anything. That's why if you don't do a Tanaim, it's really no big deal because it's not really. There's nothing happening with the Tanaim. Rav Shachter points out, but it is an agreement between the two sides that should be in place until they actually fulfill what it says in it, which is to bring their children to the chuppah. So he says, when you write a star, a lot of times they'll write the star to them, and then they'll just leave it there on the table and leave. So what's the point of writing it? Rav Shachter thought you should write two copies and give both parties a copy of it, and then after the chuppah they could discard it, because then it's already done. Whatever they write, everything is the condition. The star's over by the time you get to the chuppah. Now, I think we still have our tanaim in our house. I don't know why. You don't need it anymore. Once the chuppah happens, you can chuck it. But anyway, but in the old tanaim, it was a financial arrangement. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra was. That's what the Mishnah in Bava Basra was talking about. Shtari psikta. Rav Gidol Amrav. Tam Rav Gidol Amrav. Rav Gidol Amrav taught that kama atonos and bincha kach v'kach. They would ask the father of the boy, how much are you giving to your son? This amount of money. And then the other, lebitcha kach v'kach, how much are you giving for your daughter? And they'd be masking between them that each one's going to be mechayiv a certain amount, amdu v'kitchu, and then they allowed for the kiddushin to happen, kanu, and through the kiddushin itself, the kinyan of that money took place, meaning there was no actual maisa kinyan on the shtar. So, heinein advarim, niknam ba'amira. These are the things that you could be kanu with amira alone, because the hana'a that they have of being able to get married one with the other is a gemiras das to be mechayiv, even without a real kinyan. Tosos quotes that it's not always true that you could be kona without that the kinyan happens without a real maisa kinyan. He quotes from the Rashbam that it's only when amdu v'kitchu mitoch speaking about the tanaim that the chalos of the schayvus happens with amira, because that's the lashon of amdu v'kitchu, that it's amdu from that matzav of having the discussion about the tanaim, and then right then they have a kiddushin. That's when you're going to say it's going to be chal. The Tosos quotes Rabbi Natan that it's only by the first marriage also that the father's marrying off his daughter, that there's such a kiruv hadas for the son-in-law that you don't need a maisa a maisa kinyan. But if it's a girl's second marriage already, the father's not as committed to sons-in-law at that point, so then maybe you're not going to have such a gemiras das. Then Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam that it's only when the father is posik, but not when her mother or brother are the ones that are doing the negotiations. We only have this din that you don't need a maisa kinyan. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Ubebia. So we said you could be mekadesh nisha with bia as well. Minalan, what's the source for kiddushe bia? So I'm Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, da Amakra. Pasuk says that bu'ulas bal, it says kimatzi isha chev misha bu'ulas bal. So we dash in lamich nasa labal al yedei bi'ila. So we see bu'ulas bal is a phrase that teaches me that how does one become a bal through bi'ila. So amrle Rabbi Zeru Rabbi Yavo va'amrila reish lakish Rabbi Yochanan ku'urazu shashana Rabbi uva Allah malamich niknas bi'ia. What was wrong with Rabbi's source for kiddushe bi'ia? Rabbi had the pasuk uva Allah that tells me that you could be kone and isha with bi'ia. Why do you need the pasuk of bu'ulas bal? So answers Gemara. No, ime hasam. If I only would have had uva Allah, hava amina ad mekadesh v'hadar ba'il, I would have thought that kiddushin is a two-step process, that you have to do a ma'isa kiddushin with a kesef or shtar, and then bia to finish the ma'isa kiddushin. So kamash malan, that's why the pasuk has to tell me bu'ulas ba'al, that she's miskadeshes with just bia or just kesef, that you don't need the combination of the two in order to be mekadesh. In kiddush in Shiur Reb Shmuel, he explains that the hava amina is that the kesef affects the kinyan mamon in the isha, and the bia affects the kinyan ishus in the isha. That there are multiple kinyanim in the isha. Mask Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel im kain. If we would have thought that you need kesef and bia, and kesef alone does not affect kiddushin, that's a remarkable havamina. Then narum rasa dam rachmana beskila. The case where a narum rasa who's mizana gets skila hechi mishkachsa. That only applies to a girl who's a basula. How do you ever have a narum hamurasa that has erusin and yet is still a basula? Because ida aktish vader ba'il, if you say that the only way to do kiddushin is kesef plus bia, she's only an arusa if she had bia, so she's never going to be a basula. Ba'ulahi v'ida aktish v'lo ba'il, and if you just did the kesef kiddushin without the bia, lav klumu, then she's not mekadeshes yet. So amru rabban kameda abaye mishkach sukun shvah la'orah shalo kedarka. No, it could be that she had bia, but it was bia shalo kedarka. So she had bia, but she's, so it was bia for kiddushin's sake, but she's still a basula. Amru abaye adkan lo pligi rabbi rabbanon ela ba'acher. The whole machlokas where the bia shalo kedarka counts as bia is only if someone else's bowl her shalo kedarka. Aval bal divrei akolim bala shalo kedarka asa ba'ula. But if the husband is bowl her shalo kedarka, she is a ba'ula. So your answer doesn't work. I mean, you're telling me, we're asking within the Havamina that you need both a Maisa Kiddushin plus a Bia in order for Kiddushin to be Chal. How do you ever have a Narim Rasa who's still a Basula? So he said, oh, it's the Kiddushin Bia was done Shalo Kedarka. No, that makes her a Ba'ula if the Kiddushin Bia is done Shalo Kedarka. Mayhi, where do we have this Machlok Shabi and Lacham about Bia Shalo Kedarka in general? Titania, it's a Braisa. Bo'ala Sara Anashim. If let's say 10 different men were Ba'ula woman Shalo Kedarka, Va'adai Ni Basula, and physically her Basula is still intact. Kulam beskila, they're all chayiv skila, could be because they were all bawa la basula. Rabbi Omer Omrani harishon beskila v'kulam bechenek. Rabbi says no, only the first one was bawa la basula. Once she had bia shalo kedarka, she is a bu'ula klape all the rest of them, and therefore they're chayiv chenek and not skila. So the Gemara now tries to be miyashiv. Why do I need a pasuk of bu'ulas bal to tell me that you don't have to do kiddushin of both kesef and bia in order for kiddushin to be chal? Just the very existence of an arum rasa being chayiv skila, bawa an arum rasa shows you that you could just do one or the other. That whole v'gomer motzi gomer machnis. The havamina was only that if you did kiddushe kesef, you then need to do bia also. But kiddushe shtar for sure does the kiddushin fully, because shtar works for a get in the fullest sense. So if it works for a get in the fullest sense, it works for kiddushin in the fullest sense as well. So says Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Now backtracking a little bit, we said what's the source for kiddushe bia? So Rabbi Yavoar, Rabbi Yochanan said it's from the phrase bu'ulas ba'al, and Rebbe said it's from the phrase uva Allah. Right? It's from the word of Va'Allah. So now Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Hayu Va'Allah, Mayavadai. What's each one going to do with the other one's source? What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Uva Allah? Humibayle, he needs Uva Allah to tell me, Zon Niknes B'Bia, that an Isha is Niknes to her husband with Bia, but Ve'ina Me'ivriya Niknes B'Bia. You cannot acquire Na Me'ivriya with Bia. Why would I thought you can? Salkatait Chamina Taste of a Kalvachomer of Yavama, that I would learn from a Kalvachomer of Yavama. Uma Yavama Shein Niknes B'Kesef Niknes B'Bia, a Yavama where you cannot do Kiddushe Kesef, still you're Kona her with Bia, Zosha Niknes B'Kesef. An Me'ivriya that you can acquire with Kesef, Eno Dinsha Niknes B'Bia. Of course you could be Kona her with Bia. Says, no, but Ma'ali Yavama Shekins Kukavamed. So Yavama is a totally different situation because you already have a Zika. So says Gemara, no. Salkatait Chamina, the Havamina would have been, Hol V'Kesef, since the Torah says, by Nama Ivriya, im acheres yikach lo, that hikisha kasav lacheres, that we're comparing the amma to some other woman, meaning to a wife. Ma acheres miknia bibia, and therefore I would say, just like you could be kona a wife with bia, afam ivriya miknia bibia, so too you could be kona an amma ivriya with bia, so kamash mullah, and that's why I need the pasuk to tell me, uva Allah, that no, only an isha is niknes to her baal with bia, but an amma ivriya is not niknes to her adon with Bia. So that's the what Rabbi Yochanan does with Rebbe's source. Now the Rebbe Isfarim Inale, how does Rebbe know that then if he uses the Pasuk of Allah to teach Kiddush Bia? Imkein Lichtav Rachmana Uva'al Mai Uva'Allah Shema Minatarti. So that's why you have both. L'Rava Da'amar Bari Hina Azberuli Kikach Ish Isha Uva'Allah Kiddush Da Misrun L'Bia Ava Kiddush and Kiddush Misrun L'Bia Lo Ava Kiddush and Mayik L'Meimar. But according to Rava, who already uses it to teach me that you need Kiddush Da Misrun L'Bia, so then how can you learn all these drushos? Im kei nichtav kra o ba'Allah my uva'Allah shema mina kulhu. Rava said you can learn three dinim from uva'al. We learn that Nisha is nikneis b'biyah. Uva'Allah we're memayit that Nami Ivriya is not nikneis b'biyah. And from the fact that it doesn't say o ba'Allah, we learn that the kiddush kesef that it says at the beginning of the pasuk of kikach hashisha is chal only when it's kiddush nisurin amisurim l'biyah. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with what Rebbe does with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.